is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The presidential campaigning is focusing on battleground states and on the airwaves. Donald Trump at a Univision town hall wooing Latino voters and answering questions about his comments on immigrants.
Do you really believe that these people are eating the people's pets?
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And this was just reported. I was just saying what was reported. That's been reported. And eating other things, too, that they're not supposed to be. But this is all I do is report.
J.D. Vance was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's a big, big night for Kamala Harris tonight because she's got probably the hardest interview that she's ever done. She is doing an interview with Fox News Channel's Brett Baer.
Harris, also in Pennsylvania, was with a group of Republicans who are backing her campaign.
We have the power to chart a new way forward, one that is worthy of this magnificent country.
Dignitaries gathered today for the funeral of Ethel Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy's widow. Stacy Lynn reports.
At St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C., Joe Kennedy III acknowledged the dignitaries who came to eulogize his grandmother.
Mr. President.
All three shared stories about Ethel.
She was an amazing fireball of continuous energy.
About her character.
She was a big dose in a small package.
And lifetime of service.
We're a better nation and a better world because of Ethel Kennedy.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
More than a dozen family members are calling for the release of Eric and Lyle Menendez, brothers convicted decades ago of killing their parents. Today in Los Angeles, there was the largest gathering of the extended family since their conviction in 1996. They came forward after prosecutors said they are reviewing new evidence. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
One thing I want to caution people is that this isn't just about what the DA wants. A judge also has to bless this. If the DA says, yes, let's try again, a judge still has to say okay or not.
The brothers who killed their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion are now in their 50s. Israel said today it allowed more aid into Gaza, that after the Biden administration warned that arms shipments could be held up if the humanitarian situation there continues to worsen. Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon, meanwhile, killed nearly 30 people over 24 hours in one town. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a return to business last night in Racine. Alders opposed that the way city business was being conducted have ended their impasse. The changes, however, won't take effect right away. Mayor Corey Mason wasn't at the meeting last night. Because the mayor wasn't there, it was City Council President Terry McCarthy bringing on a new member.
Congratulations, Alderman Harmon, and welcome aboard. So what this does mean is we're going to do roll call votes the rest of the night at this point because Alder Harmon is not yet in the system, so there will all be manual roll calls tonight.
As City Council business resumed, a unanimous vote was taken appointing Marlo Harmon to fill the 14th Aldermanic District. She'll serve until April. A Racine man will spend 8 years in prison for a fatal hit and run in December of 2022. The judge also ordered 7 years of extended supervision following Sean Shelton's prison term. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has renamed a section of a highway to honor John Hewitt. Highway 311, aka Hewitt Memorial Drive, pays tribute to the village trustee that passed recently after nearly 20 years of service. Racine County is hosting a dinner event at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow night. It's meant as a means to provide information about foster care. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday. Kickoff at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens. WRJ.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow. Pleasant day with highs in the mid-60s. A continued warming trend for Friday and the weekend with sun. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday, low 70s Sunday. It's 55 right now.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, emergency responders in Argentina needed 3 hours to free a man whose arm became lodged in the toilet while he was trying to retrieve some dropped cash. Emergency workers removed floor tiles and uprooted the toilet, but the man remained stuck until they used heavy equipment and a plumber's torch to completely destroy the throne. The man was trying to retrieve $24.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything's
just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Yeah. all our peace is gone. And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, look who just popped her head into the studio. It's my wife, Victoria. Hey there.
Hello.
I wanted to talk to you because you're my resident wine expert.
Yes.
You actually help people choose their wines for a living.
Yes.
All right. So I was just reading about this survey, and here's the question to you. Screw top, natural cork, or synthetic cork?
What's the question?
Yeah, which do you prefer? What's the best? What's the best way to get your wine?
Well, I can tell you what the worst is, and that's synthetic.
Okay, why?
There's no benefit to it. The screw cap is great for wines that you're going to drink early and young, and the cork is best for ones you're going to lay down and cellar.
Is there a difference in taste?
No.
No difference in taste. All right, let me read you the story. It says, wine snobs may snub screw-off caps in place of natural corks, but a study found that they have no reason to whine. A blind taste test done by researchers for Oregon State University found that the stopper, be it a natural cork, a synthetic cork, or a cap, makes no discernible difference in taste. So far, we agree?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, but in a second study, consumers given a choice between the different kinds of stoppers were much more likely to choose corked wine, saying it was a better quality.
Could be. A lot of people just think of the romance of opening a bottle of wine versus cracking a bottle of wine. It just goes back to, you know, old times when that was the way to go. The only way to go.
The only way to go. Now, I wonder if wine producers have a preference.
Well, a lot of the wine producers will have a preference because it's a lot cheaper to put a screw cap
in
than to purchase the natural product of cork. And countries like New Zealand, they're in our, where I sell wine, yeah, we don't have a bottle from New Zealand that has cork. They have gone exclusively to corkscrew because for them, it's keeping their product fresh and it's cheaper and there's no chance of a bottle being corked, which is a whole nother story.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So the main thing I took away from you is stay away from the synthetic corks.
Well, again, they're going to be out there. But they're mainly going to be in your probably under $8 bottles.
Oh, okay.
Right. I would just as soon see a corkscrew than one of those. They're very tough on, or a screw cap, I mean. They're very tough on corkscrews, those synthetic corks.
Okay.
And I've heard lots of people tell me that they've broken their corkscrew on a synthetic cork.
All right.
So there's really no benefit. If you're not going to do cork, do a screw cap.
All right. That's my wife, Victoria. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today. And call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
My car, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. The day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Local news.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you didn't cover the plants last night, you might want to before tonight. There is going to be some frost probably overnight. Clear with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny and 63.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
as much as I cherish you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online, WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money. A third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks in states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast a ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process after the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a return to business last night in Racine. Alders opposed that the way city business was being conducted have ended their impasse. One of those boycotting was Sandy Widener. She and the other five Alders got back to work following the passage of new agenda-setting ordinances. The changes, however, won't take effect right away, which Widener says will impact her ideas in the short term.
So, for example, I have two ordinances that I'm ready to submit. I am not going to submit those for 60 days because if I would submit them now, I would be submitting them to the clerk and to the mayor, and the mayor could decide if this legislative body would even be able to discuss the two ordinances that I'm proposing.
Mayor Corey Mason wasn't at the meeting last night. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Breisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow. Pleasant day with highs in the mid-60s. A continued warming trend for Friday and the weekend with sun. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday. Low 70s Sunday. It's 55 right now.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, right now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
It's Ides of March and Vehicle on WRJN. That band had a couple of hits in the early 1970s, and they took a rather extended hiatus between 1973 and 1990. During that time, some of the band members went on to form the group Survivor, which had hits with Eye of the Tiger and The Search is Over.
My way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around, glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When
Supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, so much going on in the news between the election and, you know, the strife in the Middle East and the recent hurricanes in Florida. We don't want to forget about those hurricanes. The storms may have subsided, but families are still hurting, and you can help. You can help those families affected by the recent hurricanes by going to our website, civicmedia.us/help. We want to make it easy, so we've set up a couple of links, one to Samaritan Purse and one to the American Red Cross, and of course one to World Central Kitchen. Three organizations that can help, and you can help too by going to civicmedia.us/help.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he? Baby.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. Even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. A daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming.